What we're going to do in a couple of minutes is ask everyone, anyone, to come on up. You can come up on either side of the stage and come up, and we'll stay up here so it's easier for people online to get a better picture of us and see us and hear us and share what it is that we would testify, what it is that God did for us, and what, and just, you know, in a brief statement, and we'll just let the accumulation of this, and what the Lord showed me is that as we declare out loud what things God has done and give him glory and thanksgiving, he's going to multiply it to anyone and everyone. So whether you're online or whether you're in the house, you're going to have the, anything you hear tonight's yours if you just take it. Just take it. Just receive it. So we've just started our prayer now for the next for this next outpouring. Intentionality. 3 weeks from tonight, we're going to have a night of blessing and power to unlock us into the future, and especially to get out to give, make us overcomers in the holidays, triumph in the holidays, and joy, be joy filled. But we're praying into that 4:30 to 6, and then 6 to 7. We just have, so it's 2.5 hours of prayer, but we stop at 6 so that you can choose, you know, if you need a break, get something to eat. But we're going to do that every, and I just tell you right now, that's the place to be. If you can be there, because there's something that, everything that ever comes into the kingdom through the Holy Spirit, there's a prayer connection. And the prayer connection is the path into that. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Sacred Sexuality with Bobby. Bobby, stand up. We want to see you. She stayed over. We still got London here. And she's got all kinds of cool outfits that you might want to grab back there at the table. And you'll be back at the table, so anyone wants to ask any questions. It's going to be Friday night, all day Saturday, and then Sunday after service. And it's about 6 sessions, and it covers everything from the naked truth of sexual sins to how to live in your sexuality, whether you're single, married, whether you are in old or young. It's going to be healing. I've read her book. It's a beautiful testimony of someone who God just totally pulled into the future from the past and called you into what God gave you to be. So it's going to be sweet. I'm glad you could do that. And the healing rooms, next Tuesday, we'll be doing their monthly night of worship and healing. It goes from 6 to 9, so that'll be really cool. Okay, I'm going to read one verse, and then I'm going to start having, if anybody wants to start making their way toward either side, you can kind of tell when there's a big line or a little line, you know where you are. In Luke 17, 11 through 19, I just want to release this for faith, because sometimes you can kind of go, well, you know, it's all good. I'm good. I'm going to get back to work and the business of the day and keep up with my stuff. But here's a story that just intrigues me. Now, it happened as he went, Jesus, to Jerusalem. He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Samaria is the present day what we refer to as the West Bank. It's not, and Galilee is north of that. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourself to the priest. So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Imagine that moment. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And then he says to the man, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. There's so much you could unpack in that, but 2 simple things. First, the absolute confidence of Jesus to know, hey, all 10 of you got healed, which the scripture said they were cleansed. We're not, but why did he sent them to go to the priest? That was of the priesthood. That was a pattern that if you were cleansed of leprosy, you were to go to the priest and they were to certify that was true. So they were in the right direction of the old that was passing away, and one came alive and returned to Jesus. And it says he glorified God. Then it says specifically on his face, at his feet, giving thanks. Thanks, thanks. And then Jesus refers to this act of giving thanks as bringing glory to God. But the second point is, he then says to this cleansed leper, Samaritan, who's now whole and healed, go your way. Your faith has made you well. So apparently, there's something about the completion of the miracle with the thanksgiving that makes it set in a fashion to which, now go and enjoy it. Go enjoy what God has done for you. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So can I get a few people up here? Don't rush to stage. Come on up. I'll give them a microphone. Once you get started, it's hard to stop, but I know at the beginning. And you can come on either side because I'm going to go one. No, yeah, you're not doing it right. Well, no, he's moving the microphone. You stay right there. You stay right there. One person on the stage. I want you to go right there by the stairs. We're going to just... You stay at the stairs, and then when, this is practice for when we have a gazillion people wanting to do this, because we just have entered in the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You stay right there, you're the next one up. Then Allie will be the next one. No, you'll be next, because we go back and forth.
No, I'll be next.
It was so funny, we were doing that fire tunnel on Saturday, and yeah. I go to Diana, you better direct this. And she just couldn't hear me because it had blood. And she just goes into worship. And I'm going, okay, I got to direct it. And then they went a different direction. And I thought, oh, well, it's going to be fun. So we're all on new stuff. Becky, okay. Here you go.
You know, in the last, I think it was Sunday, and Rod was talking about tithing. Well, the really neat thing is I didn't hear one thing about money or tithing in his talk. The Lord took me, while he was talking, to a whole different area in my life, and he said, you never brought that to me. Nothing to do with money. And I said, yes, I did, Lord. I said it, remember? And he said, you said it with your mouth, but you didn't bring it to me with your heart. And he said, would you bring it to me? And I said, yeah. I said, sure. Now this is a conversation that was going on through his entire talk. I honestly have to go back and hear it because I didn't hear anything on tithing. I didn't hear anything on money. But he says, in this one area, you never brought it to me. So I closed my eyes and I pictured Jesus sitting on his throne. And I said, here, Father, I bring this right to your feet and I lay it at your feet. Mm-hmm. And while I'm at it, I bring this other one to your feet. And then there was four. I bring all four to your feet, Lord. Now, Lord God, I shut the door on it. Would you shut the door in my heart to that thing? Because it's yours. It's no longer mine. So I can't even claim anything about it because I gave it to you. Thank I you. Brought it to you and it's yours. I felt almost like something had lifted off of my heart. And I said, wow, I didn't even know that was there. But he delivered me from that thing right at that very moment.
Yay. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, come on up.
Hey, Jubilee, how you guys doing? Didn't you guys love that conference, right?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom, by the way, hopefully you're watching. Okay, so I'm going to share kind of what I feel like the Lord wanted me to share with everyone. During the conference, in the middle of praise and worship, I felt the Lord say to me, go hug Pastor Steve. Okay, and not just hug him, but worship with him, which I'm sure Pastor Steve would love nothing more than to be interrupted with his personal time with Jesus, right? So I said out loud, I don't want to. I don't want to disturb the pastor right now. But he kept putting it on my heart, so I was like, all right, I'll go ahead and disturb him as you want. And while I was there, you know, he's tall, I'm kind of short. So we're doing one of these, right? We're worshiping. Okay. I was leaning against him, and I can feel his heartbeat. And Pastor Steve's heartbeat was fast, and it was loud, and pounding, and deep, and intense. And I feel the Lord say, That's my heartbeat for you. Mm-hmm. And when, after I let go of Pastor Steve, I noticed my heart was all of a sudden beating in the same exact rhythm and the same exact way, pounding. It became faster, and it was like the Lord saying, when we worship, we're being filled with his heart, with his love, right? So we become one. And the way our hearts beat in passion for God, it's how his heart beats in passion for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would think so much more intensely, though. And when we come together as the body of Christ and worship all together corporately, it's like we're being filled with his heart. And it's no longer just his heart for us and our heart for him, but we are one beating heart, one sound, one rhythm. And it's just loud and intense and fast and bursting. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with everyone. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Do you see that? I see that. That's beautiful, beautiful. Come on up, Allie. Oh, yeah, give everybody your first name when you show up, because that way we'll
know
Allie. You.
So I think it was Thursday evening that I actually, the whole entire day, had the hardest time focusing, and I had it felt like I had 1,000 things in my brain, just personal things, and so I was kind of like, yeah, Jesus, please talk to me, please help me to like focus on what you're doing. And so at one point during worship, all the music stopped and we had a silent moment, and tears just started streaming down my face super fast. I just was bawling. And I felt like the Holy Spirit came like this close to my face. And it was like as if all that stuff washed off, just being in close proximity with him. And it was so powerful and so beautiful. And I have no language for like, this is exactly why, how that happened or why he chose that moment. But in that moment of silence, I felt like he came super close, and I could feel like the wind of the Holy Spirit, and it was so powerful and so beautiful. So, yeah.
Whoa. You know, I'm going to use you for, we thank you. I'm sorry. I've prayed too much today. I'm just not very here. Every time we hear something, we celebrate what God has done for the person testifying, but we can pull. It's present. It's a present miracle. It's a present demonstration of power. And we've talked about the Lord interrupting to go deep into something that we're not even aware of and not seemingly part of the subject matter. We've talked about this oneness of the heart and the union. And now Allie talked about just that proximity and the ability of God to shift. And so I believe that you could pray a prayer for us, and as a point of us making contact, to just receive God changing our atmosphere, God changing our what we're carrying, taking it off, God bringing us into the oneness. Incidentally, I want to thank you for the encounter area that you built up in our church. We really, really love that. In fact, I think we'll keep it up for a while. Yeah? So you can go anytime. Yeah, there's just so many. This is so many things that happen. Would you pray that prayer? Okay.
Yeah. Father God, I thank you for your closeness. Father, I pray for every single person who's listening to this or watching, Father. I pray for just that divine encounter of closeness, God, where even if people feel like they're far away, you're not a far away God. You're an up close and personal God, and you're right where we are, Father. And even in all the distraction, Father, you know exactly where to find us. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming so close that you're undeniable. And everything you carry with you comes close when you come close, Father. All the deliverance and healing and breakthrough and freedom that you bring when you come close, I just call that into existence right now for every single person in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We welcome you going deep. We welcome you unplugging, unloading us from things that we're not even aware of, or it isn't the topic of the message, but it's the topic of your heart to our heart and the oneness that you're bringing, the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, the profound thing, come on up, the profound thing that I heard, one of them, was the Lord saying, as I taught you now to believe my son's victory and to accept his dominion and his mandate as victory of triumph, now I'm going to ask you to have faith for my body, my glorified bride. And I thought, oh man, and ever since then, I've just been going off, and I'll start sharing it on Sunday, some of these things that God says about his body, you and me, because that was so important to him. You know, we are seen, we are heard, and we matter to him, and our future was given to us before time began. So it's appropriating it, but it's through Christ. That's the coolest thing. Here I am talking, and you're standing up here. I'm so sorry. Please give us your name.
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Judith. Hi. I'm new here. The Holy Spirit came, was here. It's Holy Spirit is a spirit. And he can open spaces. And my mind knew things. And then when the space is opened, my self partook of things, and I was showered with incredible gratitude, incredible health, incredible joy. Somewhere, the heavens opened to my total surprise, and God gifted me with a seeingness and a feelingness that is goodness itself. I actually believe God is goodness itself, and it's the gift of gifts. And now when I pray for the people I love, I do put the blood of Jesus on the whole situation. I wear sacred things like crazy. But I also take them to heaven. Mm-hmm. It's such a gift, you guys. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you got him. Okay.
Hi, I'm Mary. For the conference, the whole name attracted me. Holy Spirit, come and be filled. Because I had been feeling pretty depleted or empty for a while. Because I've been working a lot of hours, you know, and even at the conference, I was disappointed because I couldn't come in the daytime. And so I came Thursday night, and then I was here Friday night, and I was still feeling like empty. And I was like, ugh. And so I came up because there was no prayer after Friday. And I was talking to Allie, and I said, well, could you just pray for me for a couple of minutes? I just, you know. And then all of a sudden, as I was sharing with her, a scripture came up, you know, where Jesus was, this woman was coming up to Jesus, you know, for something. And he was, you know, wasn't going to do anything. And she says, well, even the dogs get the crumbs. And that's what I felt like. I just even wanted crumbs, you know? Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling filled. But then I got in touch with that deep, deep thirst. I thought, you know, I'm empty. I'm thirsty. But that wasn't thirst. That was emptiness. But I got in touch with that deep, deep thirst. And it just tears started coming up. And as she prayed for me, you know, and that night, I was just, I got so many visions. I was just being filled in the nighttime.
Yeah, yeah,
and when
yeah,
I came yeah. here the next day, even the messages were hitting deeper yeah. because I was open.
It, yeah.
And some, I don't know if she said that. I think Allie said, or somebody else said, that you had mentioned you have to come to God honestly and with that thirst. And that moment that happened, that's when it opened up for
wow.
me, and yeah. I was starting to be filled.
Yeah.
And that was so awesome. And one of the visions that I saw through the night, there was so many things, but one of them was, because I was coming off this long period, I saw that I was in an airplane, and the Lord says, jump out. Like, okay. I jumped out. I'm okay, though, because I got a parachute, right? And I'm going down, and he says, no, take off the parachute. Okay, so I took off the parachute in the spirit, and then I'm falling, and all of a sudden, the hand of God comes under me and catches me. And then it went right to a cliff. I was standing on a cliff, and he says, jump off. So I jumped off, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit is there, and he envelops me. It's like I'm inside of him, and then I have wings, too. And he flies me up higher to the sky. It was like a blue sky with clouds and a huge rainbow. And the rainbow, he took me right to the bottom of it, and then it was like rolled up in it. And then I just felt this comfort and this warmth, like it was a big blanket.
Mm-hmm.
But what it looked like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
But what it looked like was a fruit roll-up, you know? So it had to do with the fruits of the Spirit, had to do with promise, had to do with new beginnings, it had to do with comfort, you know, after a long, hard journey. And airplanes have to do with letting go of your securities,
mm-hmm.
trusting God, and that he's going to catch me. And it was interesting. It was God that caught me. And the parachute was like all of it, not just a little bit, everything.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Becky was talking about. And then and the cliff was kind of that representation too, trusting God.
Mm.
So it was really neat how God was just...
Yeah.
working so mightily, and I really was feeling filled up.
Yay.
You know,
yeah.
The next day, everything was just like, whoa. So, thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Yeah. Isn't it interesting? This is like Acts chapter 2. Joel prophesied upon my, you know, visions and dreams and open heavens. Oh, just, are you receiving?
Yes.
Are you? Yeah. Come on up, Larry.
Actually, it's been a long time since I've given my testimony. I used to do it a lot at another church I was at. I was elder for 35 years, but now I like to stay behind the scenes. Most of my ministries that I do during the week, because I'm retired, are one-on-one type things or in small groups at the hospital or the Samaritan Center, working with the homeless and things like that, just talking to them about the Lord. Each week, I just go over to somebody. Usually, I pick young people and try to talk to them about the Lord. And fairly successful. I usually find some to listen to me. But you know, my testimony, I love it if there's men that think they're logical and how the Lord turned my logic around, because I'm a retired engineer. And I worked in the aerospace industry at pretty high level. I was usually a lead person, and I was a consultant for 19 years. And so engineers are linear thinkers. And I don't know if you've noticed or not. You know, one thing follows the other, you know. And it has greatly helped me in my walk with the Lord to be that way, because I have never felt without the Lord. I'm on a very even keel. You know, I don't get overly excited. I don't get depressed about anything spiritual. I'm always very confident in my relationship with the Lord, because I know that it's real, and I know that the kingdom of God is logical. I'm still logical, but I've switched. Now I think in terms of the kingdom of God, and things in this world that are apart from that are not very logical to me. And the world's really showing that now. And so when I pray with people, you know, I pray along those lines. When I first accepted the Lord, my wife's the opposite. She's right-brained and very creative and things like that. And I know when people come and people are being slain in the spirit, my wife, you just look at her and she's on the floor. I've never been slain in the spirit, even though I'm spiritual. And I believe in all that stuff, you know. And I have no trouble talking to the Lord, and I'm pretty close. When we talk, somebody was just giving me a prophecy. They said they saw me just talking with the Lord, going over the scriptures and asking questions. And they said he's very happy with that. He really likes that. He likes whatever our personality is. Yeah. He adapts to it and he enjoys it. And I've often wondered, well, maybe I should be a little mushier or something like that, you know? But then I figured, no, I'll do it this way. I'll keep doing it that way. And when I first accepted the Lord, I was, my wife and I were in Georgia. I was working for Lockheed, California, and they were building a plane called the C-5A. And I was a lead engineer on a big part of that. Even I was just in my 30s, but they chose me for some reason to go and represent a part of the committee that was defending the C-5A. It was way overweight. It had failed in some tests. The wing, there were cracks, and I went over their analysis, and they made some big mistakes, and so we had to try to fix it. At any rate, we were there, and my wife, neither of us were Christians. My wife started watching the 700 Club, and it was very early. It was in Virginia Beach, and they were just starting out. This was in the late 70s. And so she says, well, you know, I've been watching this thing, and it really touches me. And I said, oh, okay, that's good for you. You know, that's fine, whatever you want to do. And then she called and said, there's a church here, a Pentecostal church. What? Pentecostal. I was raised in a Methodist church, you know, so what? I didn't know anything about that. And I wasn't that much of a believer anyway. So she said, yeah, it's a church of God. And this guy, Paul Walker, is the pastor. And he's pretty well known. He became the head of it. And it's a huge church. And so I said, okay, I'll go. I'll see what it's about. So I get there. And not long after I'm there, this guy gets up and starts talking gibberish, you know, and he's real emotional. I said, what's wrong with that guy? And then some other buddy gets up and thinks he knows what this guy's saying. And I figure, whoa, you know. So my wife's saying, he'll never come back now. He will never come back. This is it. I made a mistake. And so she asked me. She said, well, I guess you're not interested now. I said, no, let's come back next week. This is interesting. This is a show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is because I was always bored with Christianity as a kid. I always went to Sunday school and stuff, and I was just bored with it. I just didn't care about it. But this was interesting.
So, Larry, I want you to pray for all the people that are coming in, that are like you, going to get watch the show, and instead of going, whoa, they're going to go, wow. Okay. Would you pray that blessing over for us, but especially for those that are coming, because there's many coming.
Right. So, Lord, all the people that are going to be coming in and just analyzing things and trying to process it, Lord, with their just worldly thinking and not going to understand it, I just ask you to move strongly on them, that they will catch something, will catch their interest, and that you will be able to move into them as they are, And this is probably, maybe some engineers will come in. And so, Lord, I pray that you move upon them and you have a way of reaching everybody on their own terms. And you know how they think. And, Father, we make room for those people that have to kind of have things proven to them, that you will prove it to them.
Yes.
And
yes.
We give you praise for that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Larry. That's perfect. Well, Richard's on his way up. I want to touch on that one thing about the visions and this experience. We've just heard those testimonies. Come on up, Richard. Let's open up our hearts just to hear the language of the Holy Spirit so that we can be a super recipient to the move of the Spirit. Lord, would you open our understanding, the eyes of our heart, that we might know what is the hope of your calling and the riches of your glory, of your inheritance, and the surpassing greatness of your power toward us who believe, that there would become more and more encounters. We declare that even as we have an encounter area inside an encounter sanctuary, there's going to be continual encounters in visions, in dreams, in prophecy, in tongues, in all that you're doing. And we bless you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Pull on it. You got it if you want it. You got it.
Since Monday morning, there has been incredible transformation in my life. I've been going through a lot of warfare for months, and I've always wondered why. And God, on Monday morning, when I was a young boy, I wasn't a wanted child. So when you're not a wanted child, you get the atmosphere and environment the Lord started showing me. And he said, that atmosphere and environment of not being wanted, Richard, there are spirits in that atmosphere and environment, and they have followed you from the womb all the way up to this moment. And he said, I'm going to take this away. And once he took it away, you know, it's like blink. You know, everything changed around me. But there were still some areas I was being harassed in, and the next day he shows me, and I'm hanging on a silo, and the silo's open. And the Lord says, that's because you're just hanging on, and there's nothing in you. And he wiped that away, and I felt another shift. I mean, the whole atmosphere and environment of my life changed around me, incredibly. And then yesterday, when I was a small child, because I knew I wasn't wanted, well, Steve knows the story, and I know Becky does, and Brian, but when I knew I wasn't wanted and locked in a room, a voice said to me, ask me to be your father. And so the Father's been, I went to the Father before I went to Jesus. And so I'm sitting there with him, and he said, it's transformation, Richard. So you asked me to be your father before. Now I want you at this point to ask me to be your father again. And then he said, I'm going to do one better, and I do it for other people. They do. I want to give you a new name. Mm-hmm. But he said, the new name is between you and me. And he said, I would be a greater father to people now because of the transformation if they would ask me. So I was told to say those two things.
Go ahead.
That changed.
I want you to pray. Yeah, that's, you know, and let's open our heart to receive a new, that step into the fullness of the transformation.
You want me to pray?
Whatever you just said.
Lord, I ask in each person's life here, where they have problems with evil, where their thoughts are still harangued or where they're harassed, I ask as you did for me that you go back in their life where this began And if there's even more than one thing, I ask that you take that environment, take that atmosphere that developed around them and hounded them, and the spirits that are in that environment and atmosphere, Lord, and I ask you in the name of Jesus to remove it, Lord, remove it and lift them up into who they are really meant to be, as you told me, Lord. And at the same time, Lord, I ask you that in these people's private prayer tonight and tomorrow morning, that they would ask you to be their father again and to give them a new name that would be between you and them, that they could be affected as I was, Father. There's transformation going on in your lives in ways that you don't expect. You've got to stretch your tent pegs and you'll see them.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Bobby. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bobby. It's great being here. So before I came out here, I'd been going through a season where I felt God was telling me certain things, but it was quite a turbulent season. So I wasn't sure what part of it was God and what was my flesh and what was pain and woundedness and whatever. And when I came out here, like, I knew it was the Holy Spirit come conference. And even when Diana had asked me to lead a breakout session, and I'd like said, actually, this year I would just love to receive like the opportunity to be around the Holy Spirit and just to enjoy him and just to enjoy his ministry. And so when I had come here, I'd come with this expectation that, Holy Spirit, will you just give me clarity? Will you give me clarity about the season that I know I'm coming out from and the season that I'm going into? And it wasn't necessarily that I was like, oh, give me prophetic words or give me this. I just knew that if I'm around the Lord and if I'm in this atmosphere, I'll just get a greater sense of clarity. And then on the first night, Pastor Steve was ministering, and he was ministering about being found. And I didn't necessarily feel lost in the Lord, but I just wanted to be found in like a new place. And so I came forward for like a prophetic word. And it was so awesome because immediately the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. And through Noriko and Melanie praying for me, like, the Lord was so kind and so generous in giving me like such an accurate prophetic word about like my last season and the new season that I'm going into. And what was amazing is like he so confirmed that I hear from him, because like we can question if we hear from the Lord, and because this is a walk of faith, like we're just not, I definitely am not always sure. And to actually get that confirmation from him that you hear from me, my darling, you absolutely hear from me. And then he just kept giving me more. The next day he gave me another prophetic word. The third day he gave me another prophetic word. And he's just been sharpening and like really intensifying that place of confidence where I just know that I hear from the Lord, even in the storm and even in the turbulence and even when my flesh is fleshing out, I definitely hear the Lord. So I'm so excited about this next season that I'm stepping into, and it just feels very, very sweet.
Ooh,
very sweet.
Yeah. Thank you. David, and these last three, and then we're going to open ourselves up for the Lord to just put his mantle on and give him our thanks, everyone.
Hi, my name is David. I hesitated to come up here because what I felt God did for me was very profound, but it wasn't any like a dramatic story, like I was healed from leprosy or anything like that. But I just, when I came here, you know, I just felt God, the presence of God's Holy Spirit. I spent most of the time back in that booth there, so I was watching the online version of the service that was going on out here. But I felt like the Lord continually speaking to me, especially about sonship and different things. And I just sensed, you know, as we're coming into this, you know, it's a new Hebrew year and all, but there was something in me. I just sensed very dramatically that we actually had left one season and come into a new one. But this time it was solid and it was real. Before, I've gone into things and there was like a lot of hope and a lot of hype, and it's kind of like I thought, you know, if I hear the word shift one more time, I'm going to throw something at that person, you know. But it was just there was something very solid and real about this, and I feel like God's been kind of changing my life in some areas, like, you know, just little things, like financially. I'd been in a period so long where it was like, every moment it's like, okay, how do I stretch this to pay part of this bill and that bill and all? And all of a sudden, it's God brought me into this situation where even after traveling, I got by, and it's like, I looked at my checking account, and there's the money to pay everything. And it's just, you know, it's just, and it's not like I've won the lottery or anything, but yeah. God's just, there's just a change. And I just, my biggest fear, you know, when I was in the conference was, it's like, I don't want to go back to what it was. And it's like, God's just, you know, and like I said, it's hard to explain, but it's like something that was really dramatic to me.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Thank you, David. Thank you. While we're closing up, I want you to be thinking, what would you thank God for? Because in a moment, we're just going to give one, you know, together chorus of gratitude and thanksgiving to him, and thereby receive, let our faith just, you know, lay hold of it. So it can be like a smidgen, or it could be really clear. It's really great time. Brag on Jesus. You'll never regret that. So go ahead. Yeah. Delphina.
Hello. I sound like Bobby for a second. I'm Delphina, and I kind of misread your email. I thought we were just going to praise Jesus for things, but yeah. Then the Holy Spirit gave me something to say about Holy Spirit Conference, so we're good. I was only able to attend one session because I was leading my worship band that I teach kids in a different city. Anyway, but the Lord wanted me to share a song, and it's so simple. I mean, I'm a musician, and I play my song all the time. He asks me to play it, you know, because I don't just go to play my own song. Sometimes I like to play other songs, and it gets me out of thinking about being a performer, or like, oh, I should write this lyric, or so I tend to sing other people's songs, but he's always requesting my song. And the thing that was the most, he kind of snuck up on me by having me play it here. I had no idea that it would mean this much to me, but I feel like as unpredictable as the Lord can be, we know he's crazy. He likes, at least in my life, to give me bookends to things, and one of my first performances when I first started singing was a song that I wrote, and it was called Untitled. And at the time, I really had no idea what I was writing about. I have never really told my testimony or what I went through as a kid or what I've come through, and I don't feel like this is that moment, but when I used to write, I used to tap into this deep well of pain and not really know what it was about. And so I often felt really ashamed to be on stage. Like if whatever I was singing, I felt like I was see-through and naked and invisible at the same time. Like you can't see me, but you can see right through me. It was just this weird feeling. And so in that video of singing that song, it was one of the songs, I think it was maybe 10 years ago, it's the one that most people would know me by. Oh, that Untitled song. Oh, it's so good, whatever. And when I sang my song here this weekend, I was wearing the same outfit in a way that I was in that video 10 years ago, which is really, I mean, I don't know if you know me by now, I like to kind of like wear different, lots of different things because I like style, whatever, I don't know. But this weekend I just wore my jeans and a white shirt, which I never ever wear jeans and a white shirt except for in that video. So when everyone was showing me the videos and calling me Hollywood girl, I was like, oh my God, you have brought me back 10 yeah. years to this yeah. moment to be yeah. in your house yeah. with my family yeah. to not even, I didn't even notice that until afterwards. And he's like, where's your shame now? Where's that feeling now? And it's because he's just healed me inside and out. So praise God. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Get ready to receive that. One more testimony. Thank you for being so patient.
So, hello, I'm Billie yep. Jean. I'm newer to the church. I think I've been here about 6 months. And I have
come from a family that had a pastoral background. And so I would be going to church and doing church, but not feeling alive and not feeling so blessed and so joyful as since I've joined this church. And I want to think, you know, when you feel like you're the new kid, and especially when you're used to going to a church where everybody knows you, it's a little awkward. And so I just have been so blessed by people who have come, introduced themselves to me, and I just wanted to thank this church for being so welcoming.
Thank you.
I loved coming to the conference because I'm an event planner by trade, and I was coming to the Summer of Love picnic, and I got run over by a truck on the way there. I took about an hour. My mom has Alzheimer's, so I went to go visit her for an hour, and my friend was going to give me a ride to the picnic. And as I was walking to my friend's car, the chef backed over me and broke my arm in two places, and then hurt my, I have to have surgery on my shoulder. But I cannot tell you how wonderful the people here have been praying for me, and it is just so wonderful to be new and yet to feel so loved.
Yeah.
And to feel like this is a family.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, this is perfect. Why don't you just stand here, and everybody else would stand together. I feel like there's healing, and there's wholeness, and there's a well, and there is life. I loved it on Sunday morning when Diana, you know, just charged us. I said, boy, you're getting bossy. Just, we're a family, and we'll go anywhere. And the union and the community of that. So let's begin by first now, everybody, just start to tell the Lord yourself out loud to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, what you've done for me. Just start to declare it. And everybody online, do the same. Just start to release the sound of what you have been given, what you have seen, what is happening in your life. Thank him. We thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. You have done in our midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being so present and active and so much of visions and dreams in your language. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for bringing family, for lifting off shame, for reintroducing us to ourselves and showing us where you've taken us. We thank you for everything you've accomplished, changing atmospheres, healing hearts. And we declare right now even healing. Physical healing to break out. We pray healing to this shoulder and every other infirmity in this room or in the online. In the name of Jesus, be healed. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, give life to our mortal bodies. Restore, recover, renew right now. Whoa. Now, Lord, we receive transformation. For ourselves, and we've heard it already said so many times tonight in prayer, for the whole family, for our families, for our children and grandchildren, for our parents, for ourselves. See yourself being lifted up into heaven and into the heavenly realms of Jesus Christ and his purpose and glory for you. See yourself being transformed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. He has decided that it is time of massive, beautiful, fruitful transformation. And he's bringing it to each of us and every one of us. Whoa, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the transformation that you're bringing us in Christ by the Holy Spirit from glory to glory. Thank you for healing. Thank you for the new day we're in. Oh. And Lord Jesus, thank you for the Holy Spirit. I was thinking today, You really were right when you said it was expedient. It was to our advantage that you went to heaven because Father was greater than you and the Holy Spirit would come. Oh, have your way, Jesus, through beautiful Holy Spirit to transform your entire church into the glorious bride through the washing of the water of your word and through the sanctification of the Spirit. Come, do your work. We thank you for this weekend. May we continue. My last prayer is, Lord, don't let us stop. Let us keep moving. Let us keep moving. Let us have encounters in the sanctuary Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday. Let the move of your Spirit extend to each of us, through each of us, for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Praise the Lord. Go give love to somebody. Tell them you have a future. It's so brilliant. It's going to explode. Thank you. Bless you. And God bless everybody online. We'll see you Sunday morning. We're going to start a new discovery into the headship of the beautiful bride, into Christ himself, into receiving all the love we could ever receive and then releasing all the love we could ever give away. It's going to start something. I'm looking so forward to being with you. So yay, yay, yay. See you. God bless. We'll talk to you Sunday.